Welcome to the first episode of the podcast by the Freie Generation ReporterInnen. Today I'm super excited to talk with Mascha Halberstadt about her film Fox and Hare Save the Forest. Fox and Hare tells a story about animals who live in a forest, but the water polluted their home because the beaver built a dike. Now they try to save the forest. First of all, I want to ask you, what is the role of a director in an animated cartoon?
Ooh, good question. I think the most important role for a director is, if it's a dialogue-driven movie, is direct the actors, the voice actors. Because that's the where you begin your whole movie. When the voice acting is good, then the animation will be good and everything. So basically, the role of the director also is to not only voice directing the actors, but also getting the story straight and trying to manage the whole process.
First of all, you record the voices, and after this part you make the animation, or
yeah, no, yeah, actually it's like the opposite as from a live action film. In a live action film, of course, you record with the actors and you make your film in the edit, because you do a lot of takes with actors and you choose and you change, you edit the film, and then it becomes different than the script because you made an edit. And with animation, you record, you do everything up front. So you record the voices, then you edit the voice, and then you make a storyboard. With that storyboard, you see if you start out with the script, you do it one on one. So it's script, storyboard, literally. But then you change things around and you make your whole movie at first in with the storyboard and the voices, and then they start animating.
The film is inspired by a book also called Fox and Hare. And which part are the same in the film and the book, and which part do you change?
That's a good question, because I never read the book. it's a very oops question. A lot has changed, because in the book the beaver has a really small lodge, and the rats are, it's all a lot smaller. I made it much bigger. The beaver is much more of a Bond character. It's all much more exaggerated than in the book.
Yeah. Why do you wanted to tell exactly the story from Fox and Hare and the animals?
Well, the story by itself was a lot about friendship, about, you know, environmental issues with water coming up. But for me, I didn't want to tell that story. In a sense, I'm not wanting to get a message out like, oh, you have to watch the environment or something, or friends are really important. It has some kind of Disney kind of, you know, things in there that you want to hear, but they're in the script, so I, you know, they're in there. But I, what I really want to say is that friendship is really important, much more important than all the possessions you have.
Yeah, that's, yeah, as you said, a really main part of the film. And there is also the question, do you had a certain experience where you realized how important friendship is, and maybe that you have to prioritize it more in your life?
No. Well, the sales agent made a test where you could see which animal in the film you are. You can take the test. I was fox.
Oh.
A lot of the producers were hare, of course. I think I am fox in the sense that I brought a lot of friends. For me, friendship is also much more important than any possession I have. For me, it was much more important yesterday that we had a party and all my friends were there and it was really nice than the whole premiere, almost. No, but it's really true. So for me, it's one-on-one, this movie. you know. Okay. But I already know that, you know. I don't have to learn this okay. lesson. I learned it already.
And the children are loving the film. I was just today in the screening, and it was so amazing that the children were clapping, doing the music. How does it feel?
Incredible. Yeah, it was totally incredible. I was blown away by that. So it's even more than with my last movie. Yeah, they were clapping and singing, and yeah, you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing also for me to be in the audience and see their faces. Yeah. I was so excited about everything.
Yeah, I just saw the last 10 minutes. But
it was the whole film.
But it was yesterday with the premiere too. And I was so surprised. It really blew my mind too.
That's so cool. Yeah. So you said, okay, you didn't have to learn something about friendship during the process, but what was your biggest challenge in the work by the film? And have you learned something?
Yeah, the biggest challenge for me was to work in 3D computer animation, because I'm a stop motion director. And stop motion is much more tangible than 3D. But what I learned most is... yeah, it's a difficult process to explain, but with animation you have to make your movie up front. And normally with stop motion you can still react. It's a much more fluent process than 3D. But I learned to think ahead a bit more. That's actually what I learned, got out of this movie.
So another question, more is like what the film is about. The beaver is destroying the home of the other animals, and is this a hint for the audience about our society? You know, that some people destroy a lot of things just because their personal interests, that they want something for them.
Yeah, maybe in a sense it is. It isn't. Well, it is. Yeah, absolutely. But. I don't know if it's a hint to society, but it's a good scene, scene by you. But in that sense, the whole group of animals against the group of what was the question again? Oh yeah, the society.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, it is a metaphor in a sense, because it is what happens in real life. But for me, it wasn't while I was making the movie.
Yeah, the owl has a puppet called Uhu.
Yeah,
and
it's a human.
And the fox kept these figures of the hair, and always liked that the other animals are present during the film. And what was the... What means this present? Is it important to remember the fox always, okay, he has hair and he has also...
It was to remember that he had friends. It was to emphasize that he's missing his friend. And also, when Al takes fox with him and he gives it to Hare, it remind... Because she was, of course, very devastated that he left her, in a sense. And this was, for her, a trigger... She literally says, "What would you do, Fox?" And because Fox is the person who always has the crazy ideas, and this triggers her to get the crazy idea to build a raft.
We are now talking about the raft. The animals are super talented by changing the functions of things and have amazing, I don't know, complicated things to make. Like the boat is also the car and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And is this just a stylistic instrument, or is there also another context?
No, it was just a stylistic, there's no context to it, not for me at least.
Okay.
I didn't have a philosophical context. Did you have one? I'm curious.
No, not really. I thought about it and I just thought, okay, maybe it's about the different, I don't know, parts of each animal who has different interests by using these. But not really something philosophical. I was just wondering, because that was something really strong also by using these different things and find the way outside of the beaver's house.
Well, it is, you know, also because I'm the same kind of person in a sense. I just really like when you can come up with solutions to problems, you know, and these, it tells if a person is flexible or not, you know, and these animals are flexible, and this literally is a translation to that, you know, to flexibility, actually, to be able, okay, we're stuck on a house, how can we get off? Well, we make a raft out of the stuff we have, you know?
Yeah, that was really creative, and also I liked also the color pictures, because they're beautiful.
That is Leo de Weis, who was the art director. He really made a really great thing out of it.
Yeah, to the water house or underwater house. Yeah. Would you like to live there? Because you asked the question today, the audience, and I wanted to know if you...
If I would want to live there, no. Yeah.
No, why not?
No, I think I'd be too claustrophobic underwater.
Okay.
It would scare me a bit, in a sense. Yeah.
It's a really
above
cool
water, though, I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, music plays also a big role in the film. And who composed the special songs for the certain animals?
That was André Zizouk. He's a French composer, and we also did a series of 26 episodes of this with these characters, and I worked with him, so we know each other really well. Actually, we became really good friends during the series. So when we did it for the movie, we worked together, and the songs they happened fluently, actually. Just happened because they were needed somehow.
That's really interesting. So I have a special question, because that was something I was asking me during the film. Why love the pirates the Eaver so much?
Well, I don't know. Because he's just really... Why don't everybody loves him? He's just a lovely guy, but I think they love him because he's so really strong. The rats are, of course, not that strong, and he has, like, for them, these humongous superpowers in a way, and maybe because the contrast between them is so big, because he's all muscles and they have the brains. They say literally, your muscles and our brains, we can, you know.
Yeah, but they even thought that the muscles has also brains.
Yeah.
I love
the muscles are all confused when he says that. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Now to your personal work, and how did you get into animation, or what you said to slow motion?
Stop motion.
Oh,
slow motion. Yes, slow motion is great. No.
Yeah.
It is slow motion filmmaking. That's what it is. How did I get into it? I was in art school and I wanted to be a painter. But she's laughing because I'm everything but a painter. But I used to draw comics when I was very little. But I thought, in art school you can't draw comics because it's not intellectual or whatever. And then... So I tried to make intellectual paintings, which didn't work, literally. But then I saw a boy, and he was doing graphic design, but he was doing for a Dutch TV show. He was making a stop motion. And I saw it, and I thought, it was an epiphany. I thought, this is what I want to do. And so I fought for it, because in the direction I was doing fine art, we weren't allowed to go in the studio, but I kept asking, can I please? And so that's how I got into it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And how do you decide to work with children, or basically for children?
Well, because I really love children, and I love the way children look at the world much more than grown-ups do, I think, in a way. And you are more flexible with children's movies, in a sense, or maybe it is because I am not an intellectual in a way. I have more of a children's mind.
In what way?
Like, I still can react like a child, or I can be wondered like a child. I still have that quality, yeah, to have that.
That were my questions.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
Thank
the interview.
You.
I'm glad to meet you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And, well, thank you for having me.